Pasha Shmini over here, and we are holding by the pasuk by the Averis of Nadav Avihu, which is pasuk Pashas Yuperikut pasuk Aleph, and we saw the Akedah last time, and now we're going to have a look at the Radvaz in the Tshuvas. There are four things that Nadav Avihu died on, and it says Shtuyayin, Rechutzi Yadayim Raglayim, Mechutzi Begadim. Rav Levi says Me'ilo Yechaserim. So you have two issues. First of all, Kashalcha, the whole passage of Shtuyayin wasn't said yet. You're putting the cart ahead of the horses. The parish of Shtuyayin was said in the wake of the of this parasha. So why were they punished? Secondly, he says I mean, they were not kohen gadolim. They didn't have a meal. They would have won a meal. They would have been doing an avera. Would have been yitur begadim. So why were they punished for not wearing a meal? What does it mean? So he says, so the Radvaz is going to explain. Tshuva, stomach the milsa, ra'isa mashkasa za'arashal kal yad gimel. The Rosh says it, and we saw before, we did learn it last time. V'imloy sasa v'etzchal pishra isa bar gigum. If you don't like what he says, miyu asha yovayach ha-melech. Like, who am I to answer you if what the Rosh said is not matzachin v'alecha, the milon agadol k'rosh? But he says, I see you're asking, I didn't want to rush you off completely, so I will give you some answer. This is a yesod in other places you find also. Shtiyas yayin is not, it's something which they should have understood that it's wrong. The halach is almost by tefillah, if you're shasu yayin, you can't be mispalel. It's something which is meguna mitzaratzmi. Somebody was staggering into a king drunk is other meguna. A philosopher, like by Noach. A philosopher, and Ramar Chazal said that Chava gave Adam Rishon wine and he drank it. I mean, why Adam Rishon was allowed to drink wine technically, he wasn't a nazir, so where was the Avera? So he says, Lefi Shehoi, Mim Tshigar Mian, Lepanes, Machshapta, Avodis Yoytroi, Oksiv, Okvoid Hashem, Milis HaMishkan. Hayei Zulhu Gol Mizer, Mechuko Yisparach, Lovo Lepanes Shtu Yayin, Valoy lifnei a melech basa v'dam im yikanish toyai nenas kozim melech machem machem sparach. There's a realm of averus that a person need not be mitzuva. Exeris hakosadik averus, you need to have a tzibui for a person to be punished on. But something that a person should have had seichel and should have understood himself, a person would be punished no matter what. So if you should have used it, you were being mezalzel in Shechina by walking Shtui Yayin irregardless of the Tziwi Shabbai. And he says V'koyadat ish binim Yayin Yayin ta'elo ha-mishaker v'yayin ha-mishamach v'akol lefi kavanas ha-shayse. There are two types of drinking. There's a type of drinking that's there to dull a person's senses, to depress his control of himself. If a person wants to do things that are wild, crazy, etc., and that is bad wine. And there's wine sameach, where wine sort of heightens, intensifies, sharpens that which he's doing. Like a person who has a bad time and he drinks to forget his sorrows, to drown his sorrows, that's bad. A person who makes a simcha and he has a lechayim to enhance a simcha, that's good. So, it says, V'heim kivnu liyayin ha-mishaker, V'oz v'yayin ha-mishuvah, novice, v'yayin ha-mishuvah, novice, v'yayin ha-mishuvah. So the Torah was omer that their drinking was of the proster kind, clear erikam, of course, and kefit madrigasim, but still, the drinking was, now in halacha lemaisa, obviously, any drinking you can't go in if you drank your beer's wine. But here, since there was no tzivui, it's what the Torah was omer on, and the Torah was omer on that this would be, this is the, that this was the issue. That's the answer of Shtuyai. Or the other one, v'kavanas v'bleibidam v'loy chaserim. L'mashomer chazal shem chosu v'loy bar, claim of v'loy rishus. Ki zeo hoise kavanas inyam ilam pamoinim, litol rishus likonis. V'chsiv v'nishma koilu v'la koidesh me'ashem tzitzay musim. So, it doesn't mean the me'il kipshuto. Obviously, if you had a meal, it would have been worse, not better. The me'il represents the nesit, and we saw before in the parasha of the meal, sort of in Mechaya there, that you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh without, so to speak, knocking on the door. In other words, Derech Eretz is, and let's just understand a little bit of the nekud of it. If I walk into somebody else's house, I'm intruding on somebody else's house. I'm invading somebody else's house. If I walk in without knocking, so then that's a haughtiness on my part, an arrogance, and that's bad. I walk into my room, I walk in without knocking, but in someone else's room, I knock. The me'il was the b'china of the Kohen Gadol knocking before he walks in. If they went around a meal, means they barged into the Kodesh. Someone told me a very interesting story that in Kelm, they used to have, everything was thought out, everything was you know, had its mahalach, and if you, there was no such thing as knocking at somebody's door. If somebody would leave his door ajar a little bit, then you were allowed to knock. If somebody's door was closed, knocking was considered to be very bad form. And the expression was, why are you breaking my door down? I'm off limits now. I'm with myself. If the person is available, then you ask for shush and so on. Okay, that's the Radvaz. Next. By the way, I just would like to... I'd like to digress a minute. This is a type of chazal. Rav Levi says they were chasim il. And the question is obvious. You can go in two directions with a chazal like this. One genre of Torah would be that, no, it means a me'il literally. So maybe before that they had didn't create gadol, maybe that such halach and such halach, such halach, try to be falpul halachically what kind of din they had. It's obviously wrong, but people create big mountains out of it. It's very clear that this is a type of chazal, that the answer lies in its meaning, and it's not a literal meaning. Here it's quite obvious, I mean, it's what the Radvaz says, but people will take this and they'll start, besides the fact that it's the wrong key for this lock, you also will probably end up saying things that are wrong, because if the mill doesn't mean mill, then the whole pilpul was down the drain. So it's important to know that in Chazal and in Medrashim, not every Medrash can and should be learned as if it's off the Maisha, because the Medrash is not meant to be literal. So like here, where it's meant to be the Inyan of the meal rather than the meal itself, the pilpul is gone, and yet you're making halachas. It's the next pasuk. So Ebenezer is interested in the word Vayamusu Lifnei Hashem. What does it mean, Vayamusu Lifnei Hashem? So he says, Vayamusu Hashem, Ki Choshvu She'osu Davarazo Farah. At the end of the day, their kavanah was for the good. With everything you can say about it, the Chodesh, their kavanah was for the good. So the Misa was Lifnei Hashem. It was kind of, they died in service of Hashem. They did wrong, and they were chayiv misa. But there's still a nekud of lifnei Hashem, because at the end of the day, they still had good kavanas. Okay, the next piece is a Ramban. It says, This is what Hashem had said, the Kribah Kaddish. So Ramban brings Rashi, who quotes a Medrash, with the obvious question, Heichem Dibur, B'nigas B'chpoidi, Atik B'chpoidi B'chubodai, Omlam Moshel Aaron, Aaron, my brother, I know that from my Kashbar, who said the Kribah Kaddish, where Akash Baruch Hu said, "B'chvoidi, v'nikas b'chvoidi," I knew it meant "b'chubodai," and I knew somebody would die, and now I see who died, and so on and so forth. In Keni says, "Yetam v'nikas b'chvoidi shekodesh be'ini kolom b'chubodai." V'yedu keni shechavoy. So v'nikas b'chvoidi means that Akash Baruch Hu will be kodosh for everyone. And therefore, everyone will realize if HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts so stringently with even the close people, that this Hashras HaShechina. And Rav Avraham Gankin Amad, Ibn Ezra also says, Hu HaShadim HaShem Leimok, V'Amol Yashem Shiroa K'dushas V'Krayim Eilov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told me this already, and the Ibn Ezra's pshat is, V'Mkein Hu Dibu Lo Nichtayv. In other words, he's quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in something that we don't have that pasuk, but you know, he's quoting it and saying, this is what was said. Good. Ramban says no. L'dayti b'derech ha'pshat ein tzarech kol zeh. You can answer al-derech ha'pshat, you don't need to say this. Ki dvar Hashem zeyroisev masavoisev ve'inyan drachov v'adibur Yama b'chol eila. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machshava and dibur are one and the same. Yibatanim libi chashat machshava zu. V'zeh adova shemol Yeshua, zeh inyan. Advar ha-kesef. V'chein v'ati eishas t'ber anechak ha-shed dibur Hashem, gozar. V'kamoye b'aviram b'chor yosto b'sagav tzur yitziv v'asur, ki dvar Hashem t'ber Hashem v'nevnu. So, all of these places are places that are not. It's the Dvar Hashem means the Machshavas Hashem can have a din of Dibur. Bini Amal Meisha Mikra Zer Shagaz Hashem Lema Aliboy Bekarev Hakadosh Shehazlat Dushasi Vavnekom Hakaved Shnegev Mekaved Meshkani. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, this is a Gzeiras Hashem to accomplish the purpose of the Krei VaKadosh. So it's Hu HaShadiba Hashem Lemar means that HaKadosh Baruch was going to this in order to accomplish the Krei VaKadosh. That's how the Ramban says. Yes?
In other words, is the Ramban saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was just recognizes that as the meat of Hashem and that Maisa?
Right, exactly. He's defining what was it that Hashem wanted with this. Einish? He wanted the Krei VaKadosh. So Hu HaShadiba Hashem means this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to this is for this reason. I want to just something. We find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one of his core midas is emes, which for us is primarily it expresses itself in in the unity of thought and speech. The most, if a person swears about something like that, this is what happened, and the person really, really thinks this is what happened, even if he's wrong, it doesn't have a dinner for a sheker. It's ha'adam ishvur. Sheker is when what you think and what you say are disparate. And for us, the big gap, just like the neshama and the guf are a chibur, and every chibur is sometimes better, sometimes worse, the thought process, which is our neshama, and the dibur process, which is already the kelim chitzonim expressing it, are not the same. And we struggle to align them, but not terribly successfully. So for us, is this what you thought, or is this what you said? A big question. Or, you know, there's Echad Peh, Echad Belev, or Pivali Beishavit. Those are the midas of emes in a person. Masha'ein kain, so in our, so for us, dibur machshava mean two very, very separate things. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's one and the same, and that's of the it's of the core midas of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's metzias. Okay, the next one is going to be a Seif HaChinuch. Seif HaChinuch is going to tell us some of the reasons for the what it is that we were, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to Aaron and Lazar. He told them, Rashech Madefro, B'Dech Madefroimu, V'Simuzu Kala'ida, that you can't wear this slavnik clothing when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. Mishrosh HaMitzvah V'Agdolot Sabayis. So the Chinuch says, this is part and parcel of the mitzvahs of Kvod HaBayis. Mishmar LaMailo, since Havina Lagdil V'Chol Kochenim and Atam Shemanu. There's a chiyuv to make the Beit HaMikdash as impressive as possible. Make it as beautiful as possible, as nice, as grand. Balkein Roy Lonus Lonovish from a Gudoli Sakhtar Havelim. Just like by Esther Malka, he was told not to go in the Lavush Sak. Kloima, Ein Roy Lovel Lebeis Hashem Rak Derech Sosa V'Simcha V'Tainu Derech Ovel V'Tzar. So the way in which being in Beis Hashem, a person should express his tainuk. In other words, a person's outward appearance expresses something. Am I depressed? Am I elated? When a person is in Beis Hashem, there should be a sense that this is a makom of simcha. So if you're not in a personal position that you can be besimcha, okay, but you don't have a right to impose that on the Beis Hashem, and therefore you're not allowed to. So the person needs to, just like it says by, just like he says by Mordechai, Esther told him, you can't walk in like this to the king, because it's a stira. You know, you can't be in a velus, in a mokum of simcha and chiyus. Yes?
But really, isn't there an inyan of, you can cry out to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash for our taros, and what exactly is the reason why we can't have at least an external expression of tzar when we're in Beis HaMikdash?
The Gemara expresses itself about Beis HaMikdash itself that b'mistarim tifke nafshi, tifke nafshi, so tifke nafshi. What?
Tifke nafshi gam ani.
Yeah. In other words, in the Gemara says, "If you bote gavoy and bote broy," the chitzonius of the mikdash is always the simcha, and a person and therefore it's wrong to express. Your heart might be aching and you might want to be mispalel, but certainly mitzad the chutz shevoy, the melech always keeps looks good. The melech, no matter what's going on inside, no matter how difficult. The tzur chitzenis is that this is a makom pe'er, this is a makom of toiv. And if it's not, it's going to it's destructive. It's a mikdash. So a person can cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the crying out is sort of an expression of my pnim, never my chutz. That's why the kohen gadol can't be bavelus at all ever. The kohen hedyed, much less. The kol ze yechazik hayisoid habani barash habinyan. He called Inyane Habayas and Maisa of the Chazak of Tzai Belev or Isse Maisa Koisha or Laharchik Melib Machshavayzik of Tio Kochet. The Inyane Habayas is to be Mechazik what you're supposed to do good and to not and to be Marchik any type of Aveira and so on. While Cain be Yis Kavaras Habayas Bezer where he learned the Lovish of their covered be Yira Ugdula Vesimcha. ותוך קביעת משמעותנו על שיבת המקום וגודלו וסיפרתו והודו יסורקו לבינו שם יראו לקבלת אותו. So the Chinuch says here something which is almost counterintuitive to us, but he says like this, if we were to ask ourselves, he says all of this is in line with the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash being a place that will bring about avodah Tshuva, Maisim Tovim, in a person. So what would one expect a place like that to look? So we would say, oh, horribly depressing, down the place. And yet he says, not like that. And there's something there extremely, extremely important understanding of human nature. A depressed person has no desire to do good. When the picture that a person has painted of himself, of life, of the world is bad, then the person has riffing and dying. You know, what's the point of it all? It's not going anywhere. We're nothing. We're nobody, and so on and so forth. There's no drive to do good in that world. The drive to do good is in a world that's full of simcha and chedva, and a person feels very positive. That it pushes them to do good. It's very, very fascinating. These two, the drachim and chinuch, were expressed in Muslim movement. Nevada, supposedly, it wasn't like that, but they constantly kept pounding away, hammering at the theme of how unreal our maishim are, how not emes, how far we are from real avodas Hashem, and so on and so forth. Undoubtedly, that was a problem. And Navarre and Slabodka, to cope with the same problems, kept pushing how great a person is, how wonderful he is, how extraordinary he is, how fantastic he is. And one would ask yourself, well, what were they meaning to do with that? What were they trying to accomplish with that? I mean, you were taking Bachrim that needed to move forward, needed to grow, and so on and so forth. So what are we accomplishing by telling him how great and wonderful they are? And the answer is, of course, we told him how great and wonderful they are in potential, but still, giving a person a sense of good, of chshivas, and so on, is a tremendous boost to growing. So a person is in a makom that expresses avelos, marashchaira, bad, doesn't go any place. A person that's in a makom that expresses toiv and cheshek and so on and so forth, that's maroma person and pushes a person to do good. Okay, the next one is going to be a Teres HaMincha, the Talmud of the Rashba, and he's going to speak about the inyan of that we have sort of a dual understanding of Misa. On the one hand, there's a lot to be said about Kavod HaMeis. On the other hand, Tumas HaMeis is considered something negative. So the Teres HaMincha says, okay, from this parasha we learn a lot about Avelos. We learn about the Bechia and Kriya and Gidl Sar. And also that you should get Tachrichim and Kavura and Kavod HaMeis. All of the inyanim that we ascribe to Kavod HaMeis, or many of the inyanim, I learned from here. Vishgam Lokam Lisho. He said, Shemetzinu Shatayri Chika Harbe Eshtadus B'meis Mimashech Mir Tumasai. The Torah placed a tremendous amount of emphasis on how much he's supposed to do in terms of Kavod HaMeis, and then and it's almost diametrically opposite of Tumas HaMeis. All Tumas, you need Harav Shemesh or Tevila, Tumas HaMeis needs 7 days, and Hazor, and Eif HaPara, and you can't go to the Midrash Nukachim. And here you have something which is a Chiv to Metame to HaMeis, and to do Bechia, and so on. Also, if it's a mason mitzvah, it's doich almost every mitzvah, and so on and so forth. It's extraordinary. Like, how do you look at Misa? With reverence, or with horror, or kind of we look at it kind of as repulsive. Which one is it? So the Teres HaMincha says, "Kashetachal ikram v'yisoidem timtze shneim emes v'dov v'nochem v'yosher." Both are true, and both have a place. And this is, by the way, also how to understand Chazal. When a person comes along and says, Chazal said this and this about this inyan, correct, but unless you look at everything that was said, and then when you find stiris, you're going to have to answer it. This is talking about this case. This is talking about this case. You know, it's not a, if anyone is a bar das, understands, different cases have different halachas. Ki chiyuv es askus b'meis, v'chiyuv akor v'tzagul b'chesed. There's a sense of chesed. Shechayev ar limol chesed mishenemenu, afilu hanomu etes, like by Mitzri. Certainly it should be goyimol chesed l'kuf, shasayin nefesh l'kamashah. But our understanding of a person is a nefesh that uses a guf to get to where it needs. The guf is the vehicle for us to accomplish. So when a person lived a life with a guf, that's the vehicle that he used, and he owes the covet it to give it its covet. Secondly, he says, nefesh guf there's sort of a deeper sense of tsar. Even though the nefesh exists without the guf and can or could possibly get another guf, but it still feels very attached to guf. So if a person has a house with all his memories and it burns down, even if he escaped unscathed and insurance covered everything, but all my memories are there. This is me. This was me. So there's a tremendous tsar. The nefesh is misabel, watching the guf b'zayin. So one important yisoid is to understand that the nefesh is attached, and we have to give its due to it. A third reason. The kavod ha'meis also reinforces of the idea of ches ha'meisim, because he says if they would see that you throw the body out like a carcass, they would say to themselves, you know, what difference is there between a carcass and a human body? You see how the mechabed the body, it reinforces the sense of tchias hameisim to people. The chayin it says that so he gives us three reasons he mishdal the meis. One is recognition of the body and how it has served the person. It is also, there's a tsar to the nefesh who does not have yet the ability to back, to separate itself completely from the guf at the guf's innovation. And third of all, it's a tremendous chizuk to a person's, and why should one keep away? In other words, when you start worshipping the body, then you already you give a sense as if the body is the ikar. And his nevela is worse than the nevela's behema, is to teach us that the guf itself is not the person. It's something which is a very, very delicate balance. You need to single out, and you need to give to the guf its due, and having its role. On the other hand, it's very easy for people to start becoming over-involved with the guf, the lack of hair from the tzaddik, the gatl from the tzaddik, all of these things that are kind of a fixation on the guf. So the Torah does this dual lesson for us by going in both directions. On the one hand, there's a chiyuv to reach out to the there's a chiyuv to be mechabed the guf and to give it its makom kavod, so on and so forth. On the other hand, the Torah doesn't want to keep us away. The matzav would be that we would end up putting kvarim in the Beis HaMikdash, because they'd say, oh, here we have one kedusha and another kedusha, it's fantastic. We'll make this place more holy, that more holy. So the Torah slapped on it a ferocious tumor to teach us that the guf in itself is far, far, far away removed from any ruchnias. So we give the guf the cover it needs, and yet we prevent people from running after it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that also, see the Ramban or Rambam, that they speak about the reason why a nazir is not allowed to be metamel meisim, because since a nazir picks up a special kedusha because of his nazirus, and if we start going to Beis HaKvaris, people would kind of attribute it to hanging out with meisim. It would become part of that sort of sorcery and otherness, and that's why the Torah kept him away from there. In other words, dead people, that things were always kind of used in that sense, and the Torah wanted to keep us away from it, and that's why it created this tumah. Okay, over there.